Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show for Tuesday, January the 26th, 2021. Thank you for taking the time and making me part of your day. Here are the three big things you need to know right now. Somewhere right here in Michigan, there's a lottery ticket that's worth $557 million after taxes. Yeah, as in it's all yours, but so far no one stepped up to say, hey, I got it. But if it's you and you want to defend freedom of speech for a few decades to come, call me, I have ideas. And number two, a big belt of snow punching Michigan right now as the storm began last night, continues to deliver one of the bigger blasts of winter so far this season. Not a huge event, but some folks could see 6 inches, maybe a bit more. Mostly from Alma South, northern Michigan. You got robbed. And number one, it really seems the glow is off the pumpkin for Governor Whitmer. And it shows in reporters asking real questions, even though it is completely controlled and the questions approved ahead of time. It appears some folks are getting testy. And the love fest over COVID is over after a year. But here's the question I want to know, because I've got one of my listeners, Bob, has been asking me this. Why has Governor Whitmer not gotten the vaccine? Shouldn't she be front and center, rolling up that arm, showing people how it's done? It's all about science, right? Why aren't other leaders in the state getting the vaccine? Governor Whitmer did provide an update, including the future of contact sports, the spread of the new COVID variant, which, by the way, nobody asked the real question, why are you so worried about the new variant? The vaccine works against that, too. Herd immunity will just come faster. Yes, people are going to pass away because, unfortunately, that's going to happen. And as Joe Biden told us, there's nothing you can do about that. No way you can change the trajectory of the pandemic. The governor said there's been progress in the distribution of the vaccine. Michigan had administered just 44% of state-controlled vaccines 2 weeks ago. Now she says 67% of the state's supply of vaccines have gone into arms. Good news. But this idea that somehow we're out of vaccines, nonsense. If you've only used two-thirds, you've got a lot left on the shelf. While the state is reporting progress in distribution, a lot of folks still trying to make appointments. It's difficult. Stand in line. Wait. Everyone in phase 1A or 1B, I don't know how this all works. I've not asked for one. The governor says the officials have a plan to vaccinate 50,000 people a day. Good luck with that. If the governors of Florida or West Virginia were in charge, we'd be there, but not here. Now, about the vaccinations, she also talked about the need to feed people and the loss of jobs because of her orders. She didn't put it that way. I'll do it for her. 900,000 kids in the state receive food assistance because of the Michigan Department of Education, Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. But there are college kids losing their jobs because of the pandemic, and they have to choose between college and food. Well, Governor, open up the economy. I got an idea. Open up the restaurants where tens of thousands of college-age kids and people in their 20s work as waiters and waitresses and cooks and busters and all of that, and hosts and hostesses, all that. Restaurants, open them up. That would help, Governor. Dr. Joni Caldoun, the chief medical executive and officer, said that the case rate is at 203 cases per million, down 72%. The positivity rate, 6.2%. And the percentage of, this is an important number, the percentage of inpatient beds at hospitals occupied by those with COVID-19, 9.2%. They also talked about B.1.17, which, again, why is the new variant so important? Is it more deadly? 13 cases confirmed in Washtenaw County, 4 cases in Wayne County. A lot more cases out there. Make no mistake. If it spreads that fast, then it's going to. But because it's more contagious, officials say they worry that it's going to cause a spike in Michigan's cases and positivity rates. We don't want to have to go backwards to slow the great progress we've made, said Caldoun. The great progress comes from the fact that Viruses do what viruses do. And Robert Gordon abruptly resigning Friday. Not any clear answers on that yet. But Curtis Hertel was named the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And the governor said almost nothing about Robert Gordon stepping down. Now, the ban on winter contact sports has become controversial, to say the least. High school football finals were allowed to continue over the weekend. Dr. Nikolai Viti, the superintendent of Detroit schools, sent a letter to Whitmer Monday saying it is inconsistent to push for a return to in-person learning by March 1, but refused to restart contact sports. Here's what he wrote. The continuing suspension of winter contact sports contradicts the message that it is safe to return to in-person learning. One only needs to ask any winter contact sport athlete, and they will tell you we are sending mixed and contradictory messages to them. Agreed, but it's about science. Science. Of course it is. Might be about politics. You ever think? It might be about politics. Yeah. When it comes to politics, I think you can bet pretty safely that your two senators will vote to convict former President Donald Trump in a bogus impeachment scam. That's all because the fact of the matter is impeachment is for sitting presidents or people that are in a job. Impeachment is to remove somebody from a position. So what it's for, it's not for citizens. No, sir, it's not for citizens. Anyhow, we've got big breaking news coming. Big breaking news coming from John Solomon in just a moment here. The Russia informant transcript the FBI didn't want Americans to see in secretly recorded talks, this just crossing my desk, in secretly recorded talks with informant Stephen Halper, Carter Page dispelled key Russia collusion allegations before FISA warrants were even approved. Lawyer up and get out. The FBI first spurned Hunter Biden's laptop, says Delaware tech repairman. Lawyer up and get out, they told him. Oh, big news from Just the News today. Oh, yeah. We have all the best for you here. We're going to try to get this in before this program runs out of time today. Let me tell you this. Down a pound and a half since yesterday. I'm rolling into the new year with my Pure Health Solutions. I'm not going to kid you. The pandemic sent me backwards a little bit. 3 years ago, I lost 40 pounds just over with my Pure Health Solutions. I never went back to where I started, but I went back in that direction during the pandemic. I mean, I locked myself in the house with Oreos and chocolate and really good stuff. But you can join me now and lose weight, feel great, get your health back under control, and save $100 in January. Call My Pure Health Solutions at 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044. I'll keep you updated on what's going on with me. Pound and a half. Good day. Quick break now. Up next, Chad Livengood. We'll talk about that. COVID information.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have held the same mirror for 13 years.
I have been decorated with purple dinosaurs, baseball teams, and football helmets.
I have witnessed 33 Thanksgiving dinners and one wedding proposal.
I have tiny notches marking the growth of three children.
I have caused a learning disability.
I am the reason that a fifth grader simply can't sit still.
I am responsible for a five-year-old's rage.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, your family could be at risk. Let's make all kids lead-free kids. Log on to LeadFreeKids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
I am the reason a child has trouble hearing.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.